Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. I got to tell you, Al, you hit that on the button.
Jan Johnson came in.
I was in the heat yesterday.
Yeah.
Johnson is, oh boy, is he a pro?
It's really, well, I have to. I mean, I try to avoid the audience having to listen to him an extra 3 seconds.
Oh, is that what it is?
Thank you, Al.
I love John Johnson, and he is here day two of his 5-day stay.
Yes,
while
he
is. That means we get a storehouse of additional basketball information,
yep,
not to mention baseball. And tonight, Al, is all Atlanta, Patterson Avenue.
Yes, it is.
On one side,
Atlanta
Hawks versus your Sixers. I'm about to do something highly dramatic and excitement on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. I just want to set the scene. Across the street, Phillies versus the Braves.
Okay.
Aaron Nola versus Drew Smiley. Cha-ching.
Smiley's tricky.
You know what I'm smelling right here?
What is it?
A parlay.
I thought you were smelling Jonesy.
I know.
Pardon me.
Or Jonesy.
That was last night's dinner.
Yeah, what'd you eat? Tacos?
I had a beautiful meal.
Well, but you did.
Pork and beans.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for Joe DeCamber after a musical interlude. Joe, play 4 hours of song. Anyway, we got a lot to do today, guys. Can we focus? Because I have set the show up in a way that I realize in the 7 o'clock hour, I will become deeply angry and depressed and not be able to function well after that.
All right.
But I cannot ignore.
John Johnson's here.
The story that is most upsetting to me is Britt Reid. If you have not seen it, look it up. 900 people emailed it to me overnight, and they would like me to make a strong statement, and I urge you to listen in the 7 o'clock hour. I will make a statement so strong they may throw me off the air. We also have, Joe Coughlin's in today. That means Donald Trump will address the new allegations, Al, that he wore his pants backwards at a rally over the weekend. This went viral. People could not see his fly.
Huh?
I'm not sure why they were looking for it, but
there are allegations
out, and President Trump will address those allegations at 6:50.
Okay.
We also have, Al, we have obtained exclusively a conversation between the current coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, Doc Rivers, and former Sixers coach, Jimmy Lynam.
He was good yesterday.
He was great.
Yeah.
And then he took some of the information he gave us and he gave it to Doc Rivers, which is good news, Al, because Doc Rivers did not have a great game on Sunday. Do you agree with that, Joe?
I do agree with that. Let's start on time, guys.
Well, here's what we got for guests today. We got Billy King at 7, because he'll address all this. He will not rip Doc, but we will in a moment. Tom McCarthy is out at 8 now because he was presented. He's such a great professional broadcaster. He was presented with a very difficult situation.
He can handle anything.
He had to fill 20 minutes after the net collapsed behind home plate.
Oh, beautiful.
He will take us inside the drama of that and talk some fills with us. And at 9 o'clock, our own Spike Eskett is here, Al, because it's one of his final performances before he leaves for the Big Apple.
Oh.
He's leaving us. And I will ask him today, as he scours the roster here at WIP, who he's going to miss the most.
And who he's taking with him.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
People
It's not you, Johnson.
No,
Johnson.
I'm not
had,
going anywhere.
Johnson had a suitcase in his hand this morning.
Yes, he did.
Well, it's because his wife threw him out.
Yes.
And it
there
starts.
We go. Four
but
minutes.
Let us begin with this. I would like to begin dramatically today, Jonesy. And you have taught me the importance now of sports betting.
Yes.
In fact, so much so that yesterday, as I analyzed game two tonight at the Wells Fargo Center, it came to my realization that this was a beautiful way to win some money. So I went to Al, because I'm not real savvy about this
stuff. What is
yep.
it?
And then Al went to Ava, and for the first time, I have placed a bet outside of the state of New Jersey. So I have the Borgata Sports app, but that only applies to Jersey. And I have the MGM app, which is part of the Borgata family.
Yes, it is.
And I have that app now. And yesterday, I placed a large wager on the Sixers to win, and I gave 5 points.
Yeah. Mm.
And now
good bet.
I will tell you why I put my money on it.
Okay.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, Joe, could I have a drum roll? I guarantee a victory tonight.
Ooh.
For the Sixers.
Wow.
I've done this 3 times in the long period that I've been on this show, Al, and 2 of them were good. 1 was not.
What was that?
It was an Eagles game. It was really bad. You know, you remember the bad one. But tonight, I not only guarantee they're going to win, I guarantee they're going to cover 5 points.
Wow.
I guarantee it. And I'm going to go through the reasons why I'm so sure they're going to win. All right? First of all, Josie, when you're the better team and you're home and you've lost the first game, you almost always win the second game.
Correct.
You don't go down 0-2 at home.
Zero chance.
It happens, but it's very rare.
Not happening.
And not to this team.
Yes.
And the reason not to this team is because Joel Embiid will play tonight. There's no doubt in my mind, Al, although the Sixers are attempting to create some doubt.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers was discussing this, Al. Once again, Embiid is listed as questionable. Johnson, you cover the team, and you do it brilliantly for this station. Any doubt in your mind Joel plays tonight?
No, he's playing.
Did you hear the conviction? He's playing. So anyway, here's Doc Rivers hedging the bet just a little.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. You know, obviously, we didn't do much today. But just my observation without being a real medical doctor is that he looked pretty good. So we were happy with everything.
I gotta be honest with you. Maybe you know this, Johnson, because you are brilliant at this stuff. Where did he get the name Doc? He is not a doctor.
No, he's not.
Where did he get it?
You tell me. How did he get it?
What do you mean I tell you? I don't cover the Sixers. You cover the
Sixers. I don't
Sixers.
Know where the doc
Chelsea,
originated
shouldn't
from.
Shouldn't he know that?
Yeah, he absolutely should.
The guy's been here a whole year.
I don't know when it transitioned from Glenn to Doc and why the doc, the surgical precision of his play at the time.
Why don't you ask
him? Hey, Mike, you don't understand.
I never had the conversation with him.
You just informed me of something.
What's that?
His real name is Glenn?
Yeah, it's Glenn. You assumed his name was Doc?
He does. I never knew what his name was.
Oh.
He's known as Doc Rivers. Al, he doesn't look like a Glenn. Does he look like Mac down to you?
Okay. Glenn's a bad name. I'm glad he went with Doc.
Wait, don't get in the
middle. Not a lot of good Glenns.
No, this Glenn Mack is a great guy. But he doesn't look anything like Doc Rivers. I think of a Glenn. I think of a Mac.
I know it has a lot to do with he was a big fan of Dr. J, and he used to wear a lot of Dr. J stuff.
He walked into his first training camp with a Dr. J t-shirt.
There we go.
Now, how did he get the nickname?
Yeah.
Well, I was a big fan of Wilt Chamberlain. Nobody calls me Angelo the Stilt.
Well, they do say you wilt a lot.
All right. Can we refocus here, people? Refocus. All right, so anyway, now it appears what Doc's going to do with this Embiid meniscus thing.
Yeah.
Is keep the drama going pretty much the whole series.
Yeah.
Here's where he goes, we're not going to know from game to game.
I think after each game, he's going to be evaluated for a while. Now, I don't know how long that lasts. That may be 3 or 4 or 5 games. You know, but we're still not out of the woods, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
I mean, if it's a torn meniscus, Jonesy, you have had these things, right?
Yeah.
You're never out of the woods because there's a tear in your knee.
Yeah, you could make it worse. You could take a misstep and, and make it worse. So that I think that's the risk. I'm sure what he has right now is very minor, but there is the risk that he turns his foot the wrong way and then
he's in big trouble. The bigger risk is that it gets him where it gets stuck. They're in a game. Yeah. Like the piece, it gets locked. I mean, if it gets worse, you get the surgery. The problem will be if it gets the knee locks.
They need to keep that knee healthy for three.
Well,
series.
That's why he can't be on clear fouls.
But there, see, that was the thing. Yeah, they were even. Doc even said after the game, he was nervous at the frenzy near the end when they were coming back.
Of course,
because he was going all out there and he was not thinking about his knee, and he has to preserve that knee.
Mm-hmm.
He got through it fine. He seemed okay yesterday. He'll play tonight. They'll win tonight, and they'll win big. Now, let me give you some W's. I want callers right now. I want to get this thing started. I'm looking for people that are going tonight. How did you get the ticket? How hard is it to get now? Because now it's a little bit of a different world after the pandemic.
Yeah.
You see it across the street. There will not be a lot of people at the Phillies game. They're not drawing at all right now.
No.
So how did you get these tickets? And are you excited? How you feeling? I'm guaranteeing a victory, so bring the kids. 215-592.
Oh, yeah, you got $20,000. Bring the kids.
215-592-9490. That's the thing. I don't even know what it costs right now. Maybe it's less. And here's a little taste of a nice prize you could get today. All we're looking for today is a single word to describe the current situation with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
One word to describe it. And your judge today is a wordsmith. That clearly eliminates Jonesy.
Well, who is it?
Why is he staring at me?
It clearly eliminates Al.
What? I was a writer.
But it, yeah.
You were a wronger.
It does not eliminate Mr. John Johnson.
Wordsmith, Al.
And John Johnson knows what is the word to describe the Sixers situation right now. I got a Visa gift card. I got, I got a foursome to your golf tournament.
Yes, that's coming up August the 15th.
I had a hoagie yesterday at Primo's. Mm. I got a $50 gift card to that. Rita's Italian Ice, and I got a Sixers t-shirt. 215. You will get on right now if you call 215-592-9494. Now, Doc said some other stuff, Al, and I didn't love it. All right. First of all, now we just learned that Kicho's made some money by the comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonesy, you're very savvy at knowing when to dive in.
I bet in game because I wasn't sure what Embiid would look like.
Right.
I saw he was back, and I benefited because they were down by so many points. I actually got the Sixers at plus 8.5, so I enjoyed the comeback, and I also enjoyed a nice win at the end of it.
All right. But the comeback, now he's talking. This is where I thought Doc made a lot of sense. John, he said, don't take too much out of the comeback.
Mm-hmm.
He even used the word, a term that Jeff Lurie likes to use.
What's
fool's
that?
Gold. Listen to this.
Sometimes I always look at those comebacks as fool's gold. You just got to be solid and more disciplined all game. And then you'll find out, you know, where we're at in this series. So we clearly have to play better. We have to play better defense for sure. We have to not turn the ball over 19 times. A lot of the pain was self-inflicted.
All right, that's fine. I like that response. Don't take too much out of that. We got to play a hell of a lot better game.
Yes.
That team was not ready.
They were not.
When the game started. They gave up 42 points and turned the ball over 9 times in the first quarter. Right, Jose?
Yes, they did.
So the coach can't come out to me the next day and tell me that wasn't a problem.
That was a problem.
That was
a big problem. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's him.
Yes, it is.
The coach's job is to have the team ready, and Nate McMillan had the Hawks way more ready than the Sixers were. Trae Young had them for lunch.
That guy's unbelievable.
In the first quarter. In the first
he
quarter.
Did.
They neutralized him later in the game, but they never caught up. They got close, but they never caught up.
Yep.
Listen to him. Doc Rivers – not take the blame for readiness.
For whatever reason it is, it happened. I don't just lean on, well, we wasn't ready, because give them credit. They came and they punched us in the mouth, I thought. And so, you know, we just got punched back.
They punch you in the mouth because you weren't ready.
And that's fine. But the turnovers tell me that your team wasn't ready. The 9 turnovers by the Sixers are what stands out to me the most. The fact that Atlanta came in and made some shots, sure, they went for it. But the Sixers were not prepared for what came at them. They weren't ready.
How is he not taking the – Al, if he doesn't acknowledge he didn't have his team ready, maybe they won't be ready tonight.
Oh, they'll be ready tonight. But, yeah, you're right. It didn't look like they were ready. They were just throwing the ball away. It might have been the worst quarter they played all year.
Yeah, it was.
It was, right, John?
Yeah.
John, what happened? Why were they so flat early?
They came into this series, and when they found – they probably knew beforehand that it was likely Embiid was going to play. So they had that confidence about them that they could steamroll any opponent, regardless of who it was. And the preparation wasn't done properly in the final moments leading up to the game. And you saw the result. They were punched in the mouth by a team who was prepared to take them on, who did the homework. And the head coach and his staff did not.
Wow, that's what I saw. Let me give you the number again. Guys, you're on now if you call. 215-592-9494. Guys, it's never been easier than right now. Let's hear from you. Finally, Johnson, are you as confident as I am that the Sixers will have no trouble tonight?
I wouldn't say that.
No.
No, I wouldn't. And I say it for one reason, one person, and one person alone. Doc Rivers. They will win or lose this series based on Doc Rivers' ability or inability to adjust accordingly. And this is his history as a head coach the last decade. He adjusts a little bit too late and the team falls behind and they're never able to fully climb out of a hole. It's going to be totally on Doc Rivers.
But you know what I'm hearing when you say that? Doc Rivers is this series, this one right here, second round.
Yeah.
He is coaching for his reputation in this city.
Of course.
Right now. Honeymoon first year, correct? So, replacing a guy who is famous mostly for losing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brett Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He comes in, but if he stumbles with this team in the second round, when they were 5-1 to win the whole thing a month ago, they're 14-1 right now, by the way, Al.
Yeah.
They've gone way down, but I think a lot of it is just in Embiid's condition.
Yeah.
He's not going to be in a good spot here anymore.
No, of course not.
He at least go to the Eastern Conference Finals. If not, please go to the NBA Finals.
And the reason is the things that we have been critical of him about are the obvious things that any head coach should have been well prepared for that he obviously was not.
So he's got a lot at stake here.
Of course.
And it really starts tonight. Because if you, Josie, you go down 0-2.
Yeah.
And go to Atlanta for 2, you're in big trouble.
You're done. You're not going to come back to win. They have to win this game. The line's already moving after you made your bet, by the way.
What is it now?
Now it's -6.
Ooh.
You have rocked the nation.
Al, for the second straight time, I gamed the system.
Oh, boy.
Now, I blew it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm wondering about this.
Josie was telling me I blew it.
Yeah, I know.
My initial bet was $20.
Mm. Well, remember, Atlanta is not your typical 5 seed. They were one of the best
teams
in the league.
No, I agree with that.
All that we've spoken about
Trae
Young.
But the Sixers are a typical 1 seed. They have a man named Joel Embiid who is the unstoppable force. Let me get some calls in here. Bob's up first. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Hold on one second.
Hold that.
Huh.
Listen, I don't think that I honestly don't think the Sixers are going to win. I don't think they have enough defense to contain all the different shooters from Atlanta. And Atlanta's a different team. They're a different team from when they fired the head coach. And they're on a roll. I can even see them beating Brooklyn. So,
all right, hold on. You're
predicted
that Sixers won't win tonight?
No, they won't win tonight.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Then I just blew another bet, and I look stupid because I guaranteed the win.
Yeah, you look stupid before you guaranteed the win, so don't worry about that.
Way to go, Bob.
Bob, I got to tell you, that's a refreshing way to start a show. It means a lot to me that you show me that support.
I wanted to just say something to Jonesy. I want his opinion on Lappy. becoming the head coach of the Phantoms.
Yeah, Ian LaPeria, the new coach of the Phantoms. I think it's a great choice. He's one of my favorites. He was a great Flyer when he was here for a short time, and I think he's going to be very good as a head coach down there.
Great. Bob, yeah, do you have a word to describe the Sixers situation?
Right now, my word is trouble.
Trouble. Nice. Put it down, Johnson.
It's a good start.
It's a trouble, because it is. There's, you know what the truth is? There's not that much to gain. You're supposed to win this game.
Yeah.
You were really supposed to win the first two.
All the pressure's on the Sixers,
you're the
not
one
Atlanta.
Seed at home. There's no pressure on Atlanta. But no. I know the way this goes, Josie, and desperation makes you, it breeds urgency, and it brings a more heightened awareness of the situation.
That's how I see this game playing
out. They're going to do it. Yep. Now, if they lose this game tomorrow morning, I will be basically wearing black, and I will be a funeral director.
Yes, it's not going to be a fun day, so I would think they should win this game.
I'm going to be honest with you. I worry about tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
If the Sixers were to lose tonight and go down 0-2.
Oh, my God.
On a week when Johnson's here. Johnson already a negative presence in all of our lives.
Yeah.
Can he go to another level of negativity?
There's a sub-basement.
Don't worry, I will name names if that were to happen, but I don't think it will.
Wait a minute. Oh, he's a ray of sunshine.
He has a French drain in that basement.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby guarantee a Sixers victory tonight by more than five. I'm not going to six, Josie, because
nope,
I know
move
my
up
better
quick.
Than his five.
I bet it goes off at around seven.
No, thank you. No need to stand. No need to stand.
Sit down, Johnson. Quit
we are offering this information via the public airwaves. It's free. Al, no one gets charged for this.
No, Corey, you better believe it.
Good thing.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. I got Bob and Kim coming up, and then you're going to get out right away? Give me one word to describe the situation for five different prizes today. WIP Sports Time 621.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.